Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to.
Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, oh, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great apps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, my darlings. Welcome to the Anna Mann podcast. This is Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. These are my memories.
I did say that.
Hello, my darlings. Hello. Fuck, we did it. We actually did it, darlings. We did it. I mean, a lot of my listeners are probably English or Scottish or Welsh or one of those many hundred or so different parts of the United Kingdom. But the point is, we did it. We got rid of the monster. We slew the beast. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? No, I'm not talking about Sue Clinch. Bless her. She's not well. I'm talking about DJ Trump. I never even realised he was a DJ. Someone told me that the other day. Probably the worst DJ since you know who. But anyway, what a wonderful week it's been. I've been pissed constantly. Glued to my set. When I say my set, I mean the laptop. I'm not allowed to go on the TV at the minute. And also, little Lemon, bless her, my dear granddaughter, bless her, has discovered superglue. And put it all around the laptop and then push my face into it. But bless her, she would not hurt a fly. She would not hurt a fly, but she will glue her grandmother to a laptop. And that's fine because God bless America. We did it. Now, it's been wonderful to see everyone dancing in the streets and all that. And everyone's so happy, aren't they? We're so happy. The racists, the unpleasant, silly billies. Is that powerful enough a word? I don't know. Is that going too far to call them silly billies? The point is, we did it. We beat them. The only thing I've been ever so slightly miffed about is that my 2017 show, How We Stop the Fascists, which I did pointedly, deliberately, to stop DJ Trump and the gang. The reason I did it was for that specific reason. And sadly, I haven't heard it mentioned once. I've been watching all of CNN. I've done the whole thing now. I've been reading The Guardian. I even took a little look on the Daily Star. And nowhere has it been even slightly mentioned that possibly the reason this happened. Yes, it was because of Georgia. Yes, it was because of the late ballots and so on. Yes, it was because of all the incredibly hard work by the activists across America. But I do think, I don't know, 10%, 20% maybe? I don't want to go 50, but a big percent of it was because of that show I did at the Edinburgh Festival in 2017. Yes, you could argue the vast majority of the audience were, you know, from the United Kingdom. And also, when I talk about the vast majority of the audience, I'm probably talking about under 1,000 people. But still, I don't know. I'm waiting for the call. That's all I'll say. Joe, I love you. I love what you've done. You're uniting the country, if not the world. Just a little mention wouldn't hurt. Just a little tweet about it. Give me a call. You've got my number. I sent it to you over Twitter. You know, just a little. I'm not an arrogant person. Anyone who knows me will probably say I'm the least arrogant person they've ever met. Anyway, move on. Doesn't matter. Welcome to the Anna Mann podcast. election special. I'm sorry it's late. I think we all are. It took fucking ages to count those results, didn't it? I said, who have they got counting them? Sue Clinch? By the way, Sue Clinch is not happy about it. As some of you know, she got quite into the whole QAnon theory. By the end, we're slowly de-brainwashing her. My daughter Mahogany has got a strap to a chair with her eyes held open by matchsticks, and we're making her watch Obama just chatting for hours. And I think we're de-brainwashing her. I think so. I don't know. We'll see. If she's got a brain. I mean, I remember once she did have to do a CAT scan on her head. Long story involving a rush on Toy Master. When she discovered there was a sale on at Toy Master, she ran in. She was very excited. Unfortunately, she ran straight. She tried to run through a wall. And it did involve them having to sort of x-ray her brain. And it could be an anomaly. It could have just been a technical error. But there was literally just a black void where a brain would normally be. Anyway, I'm getting off the point. We did it. We're all very happy. It's like the end of Star Wars or something, the good ones. And everyone's just absolutely cheering. Mother isn't happy about it, of course. She's just sort of tutting in the corner, but she's an awful woman. So Mother is like the Daily Mail come to life. Anything she thinks is good is bad. Anything she thinks is bad is good. It's that simple, apart from getting rid of plastic bags, which crosses over the male and the mother. Now, before this whole podcast starts, I thought I might do some of my little mentions of all the exciting things coming up, just because I'm not sure if any of you listen to the end. Christmas is coming. It's coming up. I'm still going to be running my Anna Mann's Manic Mondays every Monday on alwaysbecomedy.com. So please do watch those. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to appear. If you like, you can appear within the Zoom gig. If you don't, you can just be on the chat, floating around in limbo, so to speak, but you still get to enjoy it. And we are gearing up for the Christmas play. Anyone who's watched the show know that at the end of every week, we do a little bit of Shakespeare, and the audience are invited to give their best Bill Shakes. Christmas is coming up, so we're going to be doing a version of A Christmas Carol. So auditions are going to start next week. We're all very excited about that. So tune into that on Monday. You can do it via your laptop. It's only £5 per laptop. I mean, you can pay more if you want. You'll be mad. It's not worth £5. Don't say that. Stop that bad voice in my head. Anyway, we've got that. We've also, of course, got the Zoom Christmas parties. Now, this is where you can hire me to do a wonderful Christmas party. Normally, £100 is what I charge, but I think what we're doing, just because, to sort of like help all you fans out, because none of us are rich, and I don't want to be a prick about it, but we're charging sort of £50 as a base, and you can pay what you like. So, you know, if you want to pay £100, you can. If you can only pay £50, that's fine. Either way, it's half an hour of a lot of fun for you and your friends. And if you're a corporate company, you know, if you're a business, and you want to do a sort of Christmas thing, I highly recommend getting the boss to chuck us a load of money, at which point we will discuss the prize. ColinHaltComedy@gmail.com. Send me an email there if you want any of those things. The same for any birthday messages or anything like that. Great. Well, that's the housekeeping out of the way. Now, the United States of America. Wonderful. The United States of America. Arguably, I think, possibly my favourite one of the Americas, in fact. Although I probably prefer South America. But, you know, anyway, because they've got jaguars. Fuck, I love jaguars. This is Anna Mann speaking. Actress, singer, cannibal. Yes. Not literally. I was one of the main cast, of course, of the infamous video nasty Cannibal Bagpipers Apocalypse. Very controversial. I don't know if anyone's seen that. It was video nasty. It was banned. It was actually banned halfway through them editing it. That's how bad it was. The only way you can get a copy now is by visiting a man in Tottenham Court Road, and you have to do a favour for him, and he'll give you a copy. Anyway, it's not very pleasant, but anyway, it was a very controversial film. I don't know if you know what bagpiping is. I assume we know what cannibals are. They're people who eat, well, people. bagpiping. Does anyone know? Have a think. Shout out to me. Oh, you can't. It's a podcast. But I know some of you did. Some Dean Smith, I think it was, sent a message saying he does shout out when I say to shout out. And that's lovely. And I think I feel it. Actors are very spiritual people and we can feel, I suppose it's not very spiritual to hear a feel something through an audio record. Anyway, you know, but thank you. So, yes, if you don't know what bagpiping is, I'll explain it. What it is, it's a sexual act, all right? It's not a particularly horrendous one, but it's a bizarre one where the person with the penis, which could be a man, could be, you know, we don't know, but let's just call it the person with the penis. And the other person could also have a penis. That's besides the point. But the person with the person A, penis man or woman, the penis, rather than go into one of the usual orifices, we go into a place which isn't actually even an orifice. Technically, it's the armpit. Do we know the arm? You know the armpit. Of course, we know what an armpit is, Anna. We've all got one. Some of us have got two. The person with the penis, so penis enters, sort of goes in under the armpit, all right? And the person with the armpit, I mean, the person with the penis also has an armpit, possibly too, in the same way the person with the armpit also has may have a penis or may not. That's beside the point. I feel like I'm very much beating around the bush here, which is definitely not what bagpiping is. Anyway, you put your penis in the cave of the armpit, shall we say? No, that sounds wrong. No, in the joint, the hinge, and I'm sort of doing it to myself with my finger as I say it, just to try and get my head around it, really. But yes, and then you sort of, you know, I guess you sort of in and out, you know, a bit of fun. And the other person with the person with the armpit, obviously, as I've said already, both people probably have armpits, but the person who is using their armpit as a sort of vessel, if you will, may, if they like, go up and down with their elbow as if they're playing the bagpipe. You see it? You see, which is actually really hard to do because the penis is thrusting in and out while the armpit is going up and down. The two, it's very much a case of never the twain shall meet. Some of you might have heard me say that before, but anyway, I'm trying to do it now and it's really hard. I don't think I've ever actually attempted it or been attempted it on. As you know, I don't have a penis, but I do have two armpits. For a while, I thought I had three, but it turned out that was a knee. But yes, I don't know what the word for that is. Using a knee. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. You know, give it a go if you want. The point is, this film, it was an Italian horror flick directed by Italian director, God, Antonio, I want to say Spaghetti. I want to say Antonio Spaghetti, but that can't be right, can it? Can it? Is that wrong? I mean, could there be a director called Antonio Spaghetti? I don't know. I can feel you all Googling now, right now, as I speak. But anyway, this film was all about, there's a group of us of orthodontists, right? Orthodontists? Orthodontists, yes. And we were on an expedition to the Amazon jungle in a plane. We fly down. I think we crash. I can't remember. I don't think they had the budget. So I think they just sort of got a toy plane and threw it at a wall or something. You know, I mean, that's the level of budget we're talking. Anyway, these orthodontists are going through the jungle. And you know what? The more I think about it, I think they meant anthropologists, didn't they? I think they meant anthropologists. But you see, the thing is, the scriptwriter, he couldn't speak a word of English. We couldn't afford a translator, so we just had to guess what he meant. I mean, that was how we acted back in the day. The young actors, they don't understand, but we made do. You see, that's what we did. We made do.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world.
You had any noises?
What about a door creaking?
You don't have to do it.
That weird kadoonk that lights going off makes for some reason in films.
All Rather Mysterious.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, we're in this jungle, these orthodontists, with all our... We've got a lot of sort of dental equipment with us, which, I mean, is utterly pointless in the Amazon jungle. You know, we're trying to survive. You don't need that. Anyway, we're going through, and we come across this rare tribe, this tribe, you know, incredibly visceral, real, and utterly culturally insensitive. Because, I mean, it was actually filmed in a outside a garden centre in Sutton. We were in there for weeks, and to be honest, I don't know why they made us stay in the garden. We could have just gone home. It was only about an hour away from where I lived. Anyway, we're in here with these people dressed as a tribe. It wasn't... Anyway, it culminates in a really shocking gore fest where, after we've given them beautifully straight teeth, we are then turned on by the cannibal bagpiping tribe. And we are eaten and then bagpiped. No, or possibly, actually, it must have been the other way around, wouldn't it? Hang on. Eaten or bagpiped? If you're bagpiped, then you're eaten. Yes. Anyway, either way, it was really, really shocking and very ahead of its time. This was a long time before, you know, Hostel or any of those shit films. But it was a truly incredible movie. It really was. And sadly, lost to time now. The editor accidentally recorded Last of the Summer Wine over the only copy. So saying that, I think the copy you can get from The Man in Tottenham Court Road must just be a snuff movie or something. Anyway, it was really good fun. But probably doesn't really relate to this election special. So what can I say? Well, what a roller coaster ride the last few days have been. Oh, my goodness. I said to Sue Clinch, I said, Sue, you can't fit an entire roller coaster in the front garden. But she did it. She did it. And she's been making me ride around on it for days, which has been really annoying because I wanted to watch the election. She found this whole roller coaster in a skip outside Blackpool Pleasure Beach. She carted it home by hand and assembled it on the patio. She calls it the Felcher. Dare you ride the Felcher. Dare you ride the Felcher. That's what she says, you know. At the same time, of course, the US election has been going on. My daughter Mahogany was on the ground just shouting up the results as I whizzed past. It was all very exciting. All very exciting. And, you know, one thing, I had a lot of thoughts. One thing I thought, looking at old DJ Trump, was just, you know, can you imagine, darlings? I sort of felt sorry for him because I just thought, can you imagine being such a bellend? A bellend is a much... lighter word than the word I thought, but such a prick. Oh, right, the word's cunt, isn't it? Let's not beat around the bush. It is cunt. I'm sorry if kids are listening, but imagine being such a cunt that if you died, the entire world would be a better place. Fuck, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? I said this to Sue a lot in the past. You know, I've said it about Sue, but she takes it on the chin, you know, which Trump can't take it on the chin. He hasn't got one. I guess it was just one of my manic phases anyway. But no, it seems that the good guys have won, the bad guy lost. Maybe these last four dreadful years are going to somehow reverse and end with dear David Bowie turning up and explaining the whole thing's been an elaborate hoax. What I did while it was still going on was to get out there and meet some of the real, real people. This was when Sue Clinch finally stopped the roller coaster for a bit. I haven't met any real people since they stopped delivering milk in the 90s. Now, obviously, we can't vote for the American president in this country, but if we could, I wonder what they'd say and that. So I went out and I spoke to a variety of local people and find out who they would vote for. So here's our first. It's Andy Parker. Right, my thing with this society, right, is that the whole of the world's just going nuts, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's a global elite of tech and ever, and they're treating us like idiots. Treating us like idiots. You can't do nothing nowadays. Men aren't allowed to be men, right? It's true. Men aren't allowed to be men. 100 years ago, right, you could do whatever you want. But nowadays, you can't do nothing. The other day, I nearly got arrested just for taking my top off in the street and pulling my trousers down. It were for comic relief. Last time I give, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's absolutely nuts, right? 100 years ago, you could walk around with your cock out. No one would bat an eyelid. No one would bat an eyelid if you walked around with your cock out. I mean, I wouldn't. It's titcher. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing there. Be an embarrassment. I mean, I try pulling on it, but it just flips back. See what I mean? Just folds up again. So there is, what I'm saying is there is length. It just, you can't see it. See what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's the global elite taking over. You know, you all know the names. Obama-rama, Hillary Swank, all that gang. And it's this globalisation that's just taking over everything. You know, girls, you're not allowed to be girls anymore, are you? You got to be educated. Do you know what I mean? Why can't you just be fit? Why is that not enough? If I was a girl and I were fit, I'd just walk around being fit. Why would you want anything else? It's crazy. It's crazy. I went in that Pret a Manger the other day, tried to sell me an egg in a cup. Right? I was like, no, what are you on about? Why try, you know, little egg, right? Little cup, little like plastic packet cup, a couple of eggs in it, a bit of spinach, right? $1.99. I went, hey mate, why try and sell me this egg in a cup? He said, well, I won't try and sell you. It was just on the shelf. I went, I don't care, mate. I don't want your egg in a cup. Why try and sell me an egg in a cup? You know what I'm saying? He said, well, I don't know. It's protein, isn't it? I said, I don't care about protein, mate. I don't want it. I don't want your egg in a cup. £1.99 is too much for an egg in a cup. I don't want it, mate. I'll have an almond croissant. Crazy. What America needs and the world is Donald Trump. That's who I'd vote for. Thank you, Andy. Well, that was interesting, wasn't it? Who else do we have coming up? Well, I went up to one of those lovely northern towns on my bike, Bradford or Bridlington or something that begins with B. Let's just call it Bobbington. When I say went up there, I mean I just called someone I sort of know. And, of course, good old Marjorie Crooks sent us a message. So let's hear what she has got to say. We all love Marjorie. Let's see what she's got to say. My name is Marjorie Crooks, and I think society is falling down around us. The British people are suffering, and I mean the true British people, not the Normans. I can trace my ancestry back to a caveman called Boghead. I got it out of a book, if you don't believe me. I saw a picture of a caveman, and I said, that looks just like me. So I had it cut out and framed and hung next to the pictures of the rest of my ancestry, including Alfred the Great and George Clooney. It's crazy what's going on. They're trying to ban Christmas and turn it into a massive cultural orgy on space hoppers. It sounds brilliant and a lot better, but it's not Christmas, is it, Doc? And then you got all this political connectedness. I heard from a totally unreliable source we weren't allowed to sing White Christmas anymore or take cocaine because it's white. Apparently, they're going to ban white lines in the road and make them tiger stripes. It's not on. People won't know where to drive, and we don't even have tigers in Britain. My husband kept one for a while, but he had to let it go when it chewed off the end of his penis when he was trying to get it to give him fellatio. He was a man who liked to take risks. That's what attracted me to him, but also utterly repulsed me. It was hideous to look at after the incident. It looked like a pig's tail. You young'uns don't know how lucky you are until
your husband's penis is bit enough by a tiger. And that is why I would vote Joe Biden.
Thank you, Marjorie Crooks. Bless her, bless her. She's only 27. Bless you, Marjorie Crooks. That was a very powerful speech there, actually. And finally, we've got Mr. Nick Crippen. Some of you might know. Let's see what he had to say.
Hello, Nick Crippen here. I'm a 57-year-old white male man. Yes, there are a few of us left. Probably don't think if you watch the BBC, but there you go. Hey! Anyway, now my views are a little bit controversial. I believe Trump is the stronger man. He is the leader that this world needs. Yep, maybe that is controversial. I've got in trouble before for my views. Yes, I said some things at work that I don't regret, but certain people got a little bit annoyed about. Yes, I had to attend a course on it. Yes, I stuck my fingers in my ears for the entire thing, singing my way throughout it. And of course, yes, I no longer work there, but there you go. The point is, Trump is a strong man. And in that way, he reminds me a lot of my wife. No, not just because she looks like an orange whale. No. I love her. I really do. Well, I don't love her, but you know, I'm aware that she's there. You can't bloody miss her. No. In sickness and in health, we made our vows. Anyway, it's too late now, and I'm afraid to go because she would follow me, and physically she's a lot more impressive than I am. The point is, both Trump and my wife say a lot of stuff that doesn't make a lot of sense, but they say it in an aggressive fashion and it makes people listen. This world is dog-eat-dog, right? In my case, a very much case of Rottweiler eats Chihuahua, me being the Chihuahua. No. But bless her. But, you know, she knows where the biscuit's kept, and she ain't telling me, so I like to do what I'm told. When I don't know what my exact course in the day is, by being shouted at by someone physically and mentally and socially bigger than I am, then I begin to unravel, and before you know it, I am in the shower with all my clothes on, and I want to go to Costa Rica. Anyway, I'm losing my thread. The point is, Trump's your man, okay? He's my man. The man is a bloody gorilla. He really is. And that's what we need in the party. We need a powerful, aggressive idiot. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Nick Crippen there. Bless him. Bless him. Now, since he recorded that, he's much happier. He's actually living as a gay Asian woman in Crewe. So God bless him. Well, there you go. There you go. The thoughts of the nation on this election. It's been fun, hasn't it? I feel elated. I really do. I feel elated. I feel masturbated in many ways. I was going to say I feel flated, but I don't think I can. I feel like there's some hope in the world. Do you know what I mean? And I think what those brutes do, those brutes who play on fear and racism and anger and hatred and bitterness, what they do is they make everything so small and pointless and silly and like nothing matters, but things do matter. We matter. The world is wonderful. It's packed tight with a billion things, billion wonderful things, packed tight like atoms in a solid object. That does make sense, but you know, like, we have to remember that. And anyone who tells you it isn't, anyone who tells you the world is this way, just this way, and fuck anyone who says different, then they are not for us, frankly. Anyway, sorry for getting on my high horse. That's another thing Sue Clinch stole from a local circus, actually. We do need to give that back. But it is an incredibly high one. Anyway, my darlings, don't forget we've got a bit of Anna Man's Manic Mondays tonight, if you're listening to it on a Monday, 8 o'clock, alwaysbecomedy.com. Thank you to all my lovely listeners. You are what keeps us alive. You really are. And once again, well done to our new president and vice president. In all honesty, I cannot remember their names, but well done to both of them, and come on, let's move on together. All right, I love you. Be visceral, be real, be asleep. Come on, it's late. Bye.
You've been listening to the Anna Man podcast, created, written and performed by Colin Holt, edited by the wonderful Dan Snellgrove and inspired by the repellent Sue Clinch. You can support our incredible work by going to patreon.com/annaman or ko-fi.com/annaman. You can also hire Anna for your own private Zoom parties. It really is a tremendous way to spend an evening with friends and has been going down phenomenally well. Send an email to colinholtcomedy@gmail.com, or if you'd like a lovely birthday message, video or audio, email to the same. And if you'd like to hire Colin or Anna for gigs or events, contact United Agents. Please follow us both on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube by looking up Anna Man Actress or Colin Holt Comedy, and never the twain shall meet.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.